For this hypnotic recording, I am going to first focus on taking you into a deep state of hypnotic trance. So, to begin, I'm going to ask you to breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. With every breath that you breathe in, I would like you to feel a wave of relaxation washing over both your mind and your body. And with every breath out, I would like you to imagine that all of your stress and all of the tension that you have gathered throughout your day is just vanishing. Breathing in pure relaxation and breathing out all stress and tension. Now, as you listen to me, you're going to find yourself feeling really good. You're going to relax a little more and a little more again as you breathe in and out. Very good. Now, I would like you to close your eyes if you have not done so already. Just shut your eyes. With your eyes shut, feel your body relax twice as deeply as you were with your eyes open. In fact, let's try that again. Open your eyes as you stay relaxed, and this time close your eyes and feel yourself relaxing twice as deep again. Excellent. Now I want you to sync that up with your breathing. I want you to open your eyes when you breathe in, and when you breathe out, close your eyes, feeling yourself relaxing twice as deeply every time you shut your eyes. Feeling yourself sinking twice as deeply every time your eyes shut. Breathing in, opening your eyes, and breathing out, shutting them, relaxing more and more. Now, as you do this, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. With every number I count, your body is going to become more relaxed, more heavy, and feel almost a bit as if it is melting in a very pleasant and enjoyable way. On the even numbers, I'm going to want you to open your eyes, and on the odd numbers, that's when I want you to breathe out and close your eyes. By the time we reach the number 1, all of the muscles in your body will feel so heavy and limp, and the muscles around your eyes will just be so incredibly relaxed. Let us begin. 10. Your eyes are open as you breathe in. 9. Relaxing deeply as you exhale, shutting your eyes, realizing how heavy they feel. 8. Breathing in, opening your eyes. 7. Exhaling and shutting them. You can follow the pattern all on your own now. 6. As you relax deeper. 5. Feel all thoughts drifting away. 4. Your eyelids are getting so heavy. 3. It feels so good to shut them. 2. Struggling to open them. And 1. Shut your eyes. Sleep. Now in this state of trance, I would like to take you even deeper. So imagine for me that you are standing in a hallway, a very, very long hallway. It is so long that you cannot see the end of it. On either side of you, there are rows and rows of doors. With your permission and with your imagination, I ask you to walk forwards. And as you walk forwards, you pass rows and rows of doors. In your mind, feel your body swaying back and forth, with every step you take. There's a natural sway to everybody's walk. As you use your left foot, then your right foot, then your left, then your right. And as you listen right now, perhaps you feel your body lightly rocking along with your imagination. You are one with your own imagination, and you are sinking deeper and deeper with every step you take. You do not need to think about anything other than walking forwards, walking towards your goal, your destiny, to your solution. Everything that you are looking forward to is ahead of you. So continue to walk forwards. You are looking for a very particular door, and you'll know it when you see it. As you mindlessly walk forwards, I want to engage your mind in another question. You're here on this recording for a particular reason. Perhaps there is a problem that you're having with interaction or with confidence. I would like you to focus on whatever that is as you are walking forwards. And I'm going to ask you to let your subconscious mind do something a little creative. I want you to imagine the solution to your problem. I want you to visualize the solution to your problem. Next, your subconscious mind is going to do all of the work. Your subconscious mind is going to, for just this trance, associate that resolution to your problem with a specific color. Your subconscious mind is going to file through all of the colors that you know. Every single color that you are aware of, your brain is filing through them right now, and it's going to select a specific color for the resolution to your problem. Very good. Just letting your subconscious mind do this work as you walk mindlessly down this hallway. You don't need to think or worry. It's going to happen automatically. You have a problem, and to that problem, there is a solution. And for that solution, your mind is going to pick a color. If your brain is stuck and you cannot think of any color, I'll give you a suggestion. You can think of the color blue. It's a pretty good color. It's the color of the sky, of the ocean. It's a color of travel and exploration. But if your subconscious mind already chose its own color, keep that color. It'll be even more powerful if you use the color that you selected. You are doing excellent. Keep this color in mind as you walk forwards, swaying back and forth, back and forth. Now, along this long hallway full of doors, there is one door in this hallway which is the same color as what your resolution is. So you're going to continue walking, and pretty soon you are going to reach that doorway. Very good. You're going to walk until you see the color of that doorway. Feeling so good and so relaxed, and actually, right now, in your mind, I want you to see, far ahead of you, a door that looks like the color for your resolution, the color that your subconscious mind picked. Feel how your body changes the way it walks once you see your resolution door. You have a goal and a mission to reach that door. Does it affect the way you're walking? The speed in which you're walking? Does it affect your feelings? Notice these things as you approach that specially colored door. Feel yourself walking up to it. You're just a few steps away. 3, 2, 1. And now you are standing right in front of that door. You can stop walking because you have reached your destination. You reach out in your imagination and open the door. I would like you to walk through into the room behind that door. And in that room, you see that there is a very comfortable-looking bed right in the middle of the room. The rest of the room looks very plain, unremarkable, but the bed looks so comfortable. Light is pointing down from the ceiling upon the bed, making it look almost heavenly. The sheets are white and fluffy looking, and they look so incredibly soft. Walk over to the bed. Feel yourself pulling back the sheets, sitting down on this soft, cushiony mattress, lifting your feet into the bed, climbing in, and laying down, putting your head on the pillow. It feels so perfect. It feels like the perfect relaxation. It is just the right firmness, the right shape, the right temperature. Everything about this bed is perfect. It smells clean and it feels soft. And you know this is somewhere that you can truly relax. So I want you to let your mind sleep here. Just drift as I fill your mind with very helpful suggestions. Your mind will only accept the suggestions which are going to be helpful to you. Your mind will accept suggestions that might challenge you and that might help you grow. But you will only accept the suggestions that you find ultimately will help you. Very good. You are sleeping deeply in the room of resolution. You have a problem. You have an issue. And that can be remedied and solved, especially in this room. Your subconscious mind knew where you needed to go, and that led you here. You are being led to your resolution, and you will follow along easily and effortlessly, just like you walked down the hallway. Your mind is going to follow my suggestions all the way to the point of action and the point of recovering from your issue. Blank and sleeping so deeply right now as my words help you and guide you. When it comes to sexual interaction, you feel confident. You know what you want, and you are able to safely and clearly establish boundaries. You're able to say no, and you are able to say yes when that is what you want. You have the full capability to explore and keep yourself safe. You can explore the feelings you're having. You can do so in safe ways. Your brain is intelligent. You are able to find resolutions to your problems. You do not have to be stuck in your problem. You can find a resolution. When it comes to sexual interactions, you feel confident. Your ego is separate from your ability to have sexual interactions. You can enjoy yourself without getting your ego involved. You can enjoy the experience. You can be open to having different experiences. You can be open to having experiences that don't go as planned. You find that you are able to adapt to a situation. Things do not need to be perfect. You can adapt and you can adjust. You can accept that there is chaos in everything, and you will roll with the punches. You will adjust when things go out of plan. You will be able to adjust when surprises happen. Your brain is intelligent. Your brain can think. And at any point during your sexual interactions, you can always ask to take a break, for your mind to refocus, for your mind to group itself back together. You are confident because your brain is functioning. You can use your brain to solve the problem. You can use your brain to come to a resolution. You are comfortable saying yes and comfortable saying no. You're comfortable saying what you want. And you're also comfortable acknowledging that other people may want other things. And that's okay. You are confident. Sexual relations and ego do not belong together. Sexual relations are for fun, entertainment, and building relationships. It's not for your ego. Your objective is to have fun. Your objective is to enjoy yourself and to enjoy a moment with somebody else. You can relax. You can let go. You can adapt to whatever happens. And you can always excuse yourself for a moment if you need to recollect yourself and come up with a resolution to a current problem. Very good. Sleeping so deeply, your mind is going to accept all of the suggestions that are going to benefit you, that are going to help you. Breathing in and out, sleeping so deeply. The next time you are having a sexual interaction, you will feel calm, confident, knowing that your brain can come up with solutions, knowing that you can take a break to figure out what you want or what you need. And in addition, your self-worth is not tied to this sexual interaction. You are a worthy human being, whether it works out or whether it doesn't. It is okay. You will adapt, you will grow, and you will learn from experience. There is hope for you to improve, because every time you come up with a resolution, you become more wise and more experienced, and you are confident in learning how to adapt. The proof is there. You have survived up to this moment of your life, thanks to your ability to come up with resolutions and adapt. And you can do that with your sexual interactions. Very good. Just drifting, thinking. Your mind is sleeping on that very, very comfortable, amazing bed, absorbing all of my helpful suggestions. And if any of those weren't helpful, your mind can just pass them right through in one ear and out the other, accepting what was helpful, what will help you grow, and what will help you achieve resolution. Now I want you to imagine yourself awakening in that very comfortable bed. Stay deep in trance with me now, but imagine yourself awakening from that bed. And I know it's very comfortable, but I'm going to ask you to get out of that incredibly comfortable bed, feeling your head rising up, your feet moving to the floor, and you standing up. Very good. You are now prepared to come out of trance. The suggestions will stay with you as long as they are beneficial. They will be with you whenever you need them. I'm going to begin to count from 1 to the number 10. When I reach 10, I ask you to awaken fully and completely, ready to go about the rest of your day. 1. 2. Feeling energy starting to return to you. 3. 4. Beginning to slightly move, wiggle your fingers and toes. 5. 6. Slowly becoming aware of your surroundings as your thoughts return back to you. 7. 8. Breathing in, feeling a rush of energy entering into your mind and into your body as you rise up. Very quickly, your mind returning fully. 9. Very good. And 10. Awaken and open your eyes. You should be wide awake, feeling refreshed, revitalized, and rejuvenated, and full of confidence. Thank you very much for listening, and I wish you the best of luck.